What if the very thing you've been taught to mistrust is actually the tool that could set you free? Most of us grow up in a strange contradiction. We desperately need money, yet we're conditioned to feel guilty wanting it. We're told money can't buy happiness by people who've never had enough to test that theory. Meanwhile, we spend more time worrying about money than almost anything else, trapped in a cycle of anxiety that keeps wealth perpetually out of reach. The truth is far simpler and more liberating than we've been led to believe. Money isn't the root of evil or the key to happiness. It's a neutral force that amplifies who you already are. Understanding this distinction changes everything. Money doesn't make you greedy. It reveals whether greed was already there. It doesn't corrupt. It exposes existing character. We're living through a revolution that's minting billionaires faster than any period in human history. 9 of the world's 10 fastest billionaires emerged after 1987, most leveraging digital platforms that didn't exist a generation ago. Think about it. Teenagers coding in dorm rooms now become celebrity rich. Companies like Airbnb and Uber created massive wealth without owning a single hotel room or taxi. We've leaped from the industrial age into a technology era where processing power doubles every 2 years, creating exponentially compounding opportunities. The wealthy embrace this disruption, recognizing that hyper-specialization generates premium prices. People gladly pay more for tailored solutions serving their specific needs. The question isn't whether enough money exists, over 200 trillion circulates in financial instruments alone, but who's capturing it? The wealthy understand that vast fortunes stem from vast service solving, massive problems for countless people. They view money as energy that must flow, not something to hoard or fear, transcending the guilt and shame that trap others in financial anxiety. When money stagnates, inflation erodes its value. A single bill circulating over its 41-year lifespan multiplies its economic impact with each transaction. Money rewards those facilitating its natural flow while punishing friction. Let's demolish some myths. Money doesn't make you happy? Ask yourself, have you ever heard a millionaire beg someone to take their wealth away? This comes exclusively from people without money. Reality: money and happiness are separate pursuits. Money alone won't make you happy, but try enjoying life's free pleasures, time with family, experiencing nature, while drowning in debt and working 80-hour weeks. You need passive income to create time for what truly matters. Another favorite? You need money to make money. Yet 80 to 86% of billionaires are self-made without inheritance. What you actually need are ideas, energy, and service. Money follows value creation, not the other way around. The most destructive belief? I don't have time to make money. Everyone has exactly the same hours each day. When you say, I don't have time, you're really saying, this isn't important enough to me right now. The wealthy ruthlessly prioritize high-value activities over busy work. Money creates efficient, universal exchange of value. Before money, you needed a double coincidence of wants. Your cow for my wheat only worked if we both wanted what the other had simultaneously. Money solved this through four functions: medium of exchange, unit of account, store of value, and standard for deferred payment. But here's the crucial insight: money must flow to function. The word currency derives from Latin roots meaning running and flowing. The wealthy circulate capital through investments, while others hoard cash, watching inflation erode its value. To attract wealth, create space for it. Clear physical clutter, replace resentment with gratitude when paying bills. You can't add water to a full bucket. Your money beliefs aren't reality. They're filters inherited from family, geography, religion, media, and culture. For every belief you hold as truth, someone else believes the exact opposite with equal conviction. Many people wear poverty beliefs like badges of honor. Rich people are greedy, money corrupts, wanting wealth is selfish. These beliefs create self-fulfilling prophecies. There's a crucial distinction between being broke, temporarily without money, and being poor, having a poverty mindset. Many millionaires have been broke multiple times, but rebuilt their wealth because they never identified as poor. Warren Buffett nailed it. Until you can manage your emotions, don't expect to have wealth. Two fundamental rules. You can't make good buying decisions when excited, and you can't make good selling decisions when afraid. Ironically, people with no money think about it far more than wealthy people do. Constantly worrying creates stress that attracts more debt. Research shows financially stressed people are twice as likely to have heart attacks. The wealthy have transcended emotional meanings around money to see its true patterns and laws. Wealth follows a simple formula. W equals V plus FE times L. Wealth equals value plus fair exchange multiplied by leverage. Value is the service you provide as perceived by others. People seek solutions to problems, pain relief, and ways to make life faster, easier, better. Time is our scarcest resource, so anything preserving it holds convertible value. Fair exchange means both parties feel satisfied. Undercharging breeds resentment. Overcharging damages reputation. When both sides feel good, repeat business and referrals follow. Leverage is scale, speed, and impact. The more people you serve and the bigger problems you solve, the more money you make. Hourly rates limit earnings to personal capacity. If you earn $10 from each person making $30 per hour, 10 people working for you replace your hourly income, and this scales infinitely. You can work hard for your money or make your money work for you. Progress through four financial levels: stability, eliminating bad debt, covering basics through asset income, security, humble lifestyle funded by assets, freedom, ideal lifestyle fully funded by assets, and opulence, doing anything, anytime, anywhere, with anyone, all covered by asset income. The path requires understanding that net worth, not income, is the ultimate measure of financial position. You're paid exactly what you're worth. While wealthy people regularly track this metric, most people never measure their personal net worth. Money can be used seven ways, forming a wealth hierarchy: spending, saving, borrowing, investing, speculating, insuring, and giving. Master each layer sequentially. Start by raising your prices 5 to 20% now. Customers barely notice a 10% increase, while 20% lets you reinvest in better service. Merge passion and profession by asking six crucial questions. Do I love it now? Will I love it in 10 years? Will I love it when it gets hard? Do I have skills or desire to learn? Is there a real market? Can I make consistent profits? Goya, get off your arse, and JFDI, just do it. When all is said and done, more is said than done. Think big, start small, start now, because your future self is counting on the choices you make today.